In the world of big data, Facebook is well beyond a Library of Congress. It's a library of the universe, you might say. If you calculate all the likes and preferences preserved on Facebook, and it's 800 million or more users, you use its new graph search function, you can create rankings and strange cross-references that are tantalizing to behold, but little dubious, and may end up changing the identity of companies and brands and people. Technologist Tom Scott recently did some experimenting with Facebook's new graph search service and was able to find the current employers of people who like racism. Tom's myriad projects include I Know What You Did 5 Minutes Ago, When Facebook Resurrected the Dead, and the Star Wars Weather Forecast. Tom, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you very much for having me.
So how did you assemble this risk or this list of employers of people who like racism?
Quite simply typed it into Facebook's new search. They're steadily rolling graph search out to all of their users, and for some reason they picked me to be one of the first. I can't imagine why, because I think this was always what I was going to do with it. Facebook's graph search uses every bit of public data they can find. It doesn't go into what you've got marked as friends, but what it's done when I typed in current employers of people who like racism is it finds everyone anywhere on Facebook who has publicly clicked like on the racism page. Now, I'm fairly sure that most of those likes are ironic, although whether you can actually ironically like racism is something that I'm really not qualified to talk about. But having searched through all those, it then gave me a fairly ranked list. I wouldn't say it's a top five, but it's a high list of employers who have people who have clicked that button.
And what do you think these kinds of rankings, these kinds of lists, I mean, you could actually make a graph of what companies have the most racist employees if you wanted to get involved with Excel.
You could. It's always an interesting thing to go into this because most people don't realize quite how public it is. Facebook is about to expose to its entire user base some really quite startling public data. And it's a good way, if you like, of shocking people into checking their privacy settings and making sure they know what they're sharing. But in terms of actual useful data, it's quite cloudy. I mean, if you search for people who live in North Korea, Facebook will return you quite a few of them, but I would imagine most of them are bored Midwestern teenagers.
So Facebook gave you the sort of beta version of Graph to test out?
Like quite a few other people, I clicked on the I'd like to test this, and for some reason, I'm one of the people they chose. Why they did, I don't know, because given what I've done with Facebook stuff in the past, I assumed I was on some kind of exclusion list.
Well, yes. Yeah. Do you think they're proud of your excursion into explorations of racism on Facebook?
Almost certainly not. I've had no contact with them, and the only comment that I've seen them make in return is the quite honest and truthful one that all it's doing is returning what people have made public.
And the combination of all of this data and the fact that you can't really evaluate the veracity, whether it's ironic or sincere, really makes this graph function a bit of a brave new world on Facebook.
Absolutely. I mean, the simple thing is most of the risk comes not from anonymous jerks like me making searches on the entire network. The danger always comes from people you know, from employers checking you out, from people who are interested in you personally. Anonymous people on the internet aren't the problem, but the folks who know you are.
Tom Scott, British technologist whose projects include I Know What You Did 5 Minutes Ago, When Facebook Resurrected the Dead, and the Star Wars Weather Forecast, some unexpected implications of the soon-to-be-rolled-out search function graph on Facebook. Tom, thanks so much.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.